time for the Offshore Fishing Report, brought to you by HMS Marine Electronics. For all your fishing technology by major brands like Garmin, you'll be supporting a local online retailer that offers all the price savings and perks of the big box stores and more. In the industry since 2004, in the business since 2013, Garmin and NEMA certified. Visit HMSMarineElectronics.com or on Facebook, HMS Marine Electronics, featuring Garmin Ultra High Definition Scanning Sonar with stunningly clear images, side view, and clear view clarity means the fish have nowhere to hide. And if they were hiding from you last weekend for opening weekend of snapper season, go see Macklin and get that piece of equipment that helps you see the number right when you get on it, right? Or maybe in my case, you might not be right on the number. You might need that side view technology to help you find your snapper spot. Go check them out online or in person, HMS Marine Electronics. All right, time to talk offshore fishing. Joining us from the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club, Blake Michaleski, thanks for being in, and thanks for bringing some pretty good news here. We got a couple different things to talk about, but I'm just going to tease the fact that you got some pretty exciting news for people that didn't get to fish on one of y'all's tournaments, right? Right?
That's Sean, we had to cancel our Memorial Day tournament because of that subtropical storm.
Right.
We do have a plan, but we'll
get to that. That's
around.
The tease. That's the tease. Just letting you know that's coming up.
Hold you in here. So last weekend, though, we had the Cajun Canyons tournament, or they did, in Venice, Louisiana, and the trend's continuing. Lots of big blue marlin being caught.
You were telling us last week. You've been, actually, since we've been talking, it has been nothing but good reports on marlin from you.
Well, and it helps when you have really good crews who really have this figured out, and what people are realizing is, you know, there's a lot of people who don't even realize we have blue marlin in the Gulf of Mexico.
So, right.
But they are. It's a great fishery. It's becoming a destination fishery. In fact, there's when Venice, Louisiana starts getting lumped into that international destinations category, which
right.
It has been, you know the fishing's good there.
Okay, so Cajun Canyon tournament's going on last weekend. So you're talking about blue marlin. How many? And tell me about some size
the
here.
Bigger Windsong, it's a 66 Viking out of Destin. They released three.
Wow.
And the fourth one was long enough and big enough to go on and bring to the scales. It weighed in at 699.3, which means it was over 700 when it was caught.
Right.
These fish lose weight as soon as they hit the deck. Water weight starts going off pretty quickly. So
that's a big fish.
So four blue marlin they caught, you know, which is great.
This is, y'all, this isn't in their entire season. This is in one tournament.
Right. A two-day tournament. Relentless Pursuit, which is a 95-foot Jim Smith, a behemoth of a boat,
yes,
based out of Orange Beach, they clocked in with three blue marlin releases. And then the Chase and Tail, an 80-foot Weaver out of Orange Beach, also released two. In the kill category, the other two were still 545 and 521. So, I mean, all three places were over 500 pounds. And in a lot of tournaments worldwide, that's the minimum to weigh as a 500-pound fish.
And they're doing it right here in our own backyard.
Absolutely. The tuna bite was fairly good. The first place, again, to the Windsong, these guys really had a great tournament at 156.4 pounds. No big story on Wahoo. If you remember from the OBBC Wahoo, there was a 110-pounder. This time, Triple C got one at 40 pounds.
I got a question about that, too. You pay attention to all this. Just hearing stories that it seems like more Wahoo caught in the colder months of the year. Is that true?
Yeah,
it seems to be.
There's more numbers up
okay.
here. And they'll come in shallower, and they can be targeted in the
okay, so there's a better chance of running into them.
Right,
yeah, okay.
But when you get out here on these rips, they're on these rips, because they're a predator fish just like the blues are, so they're out there eating. Again, last week, remember we talked about dolphin? Well,
yes.
There was some bulls caught. There were the top five places in dolphin were all over 30 pounds.
Those are studs.
And first place was 44.9.
Wow.
That went to a boat called the Money Shot. So fitting.
Okay, yeah, no joke. Okay, and we talked about that, and also I want people to check out your post on Facebook there, because we talked about chicken dolphin, and we talked about bull dolphins, and you said, well, yeah, and turkey dolphin. And I said, turkey dolphin? You said, yeah, the ones in between in size.
Right.
If chicken dolphins are the tiny tinies, then these are turkey dolphin, and you have a good example of that in a picture with the young angler.
Yeah, that was Tyler DeGeorge. He's he fishing on his dad's boat, a 27-foot custom that he built in his own backyard.
Oh,
really,
wow.
Really fine boat.
What a great story.
I've been fortunate enough to fish on it. It was a great time. But again, with snapper season open, we've had some great reports there. I've been seeing some verified 20 and 25-pound fish.
Right, and there's a point to be made there, because I'm not picking on anybody, but there's 20 pounders, and then there's 20 pounders on a scale.
Right.
You know, because a 15 pound snapper is a fantastic snapper.
Absolutely.
It's just not 20 pounds. But you're seeing them come in, and people took a little bit. I was down in Chandler, and the wind was blowing down there, heavy duty out of the west, big west wind. Not as bad as the southeast, but a pretty bad wind. I did not snapper fish last weekend, this weekend. But it looked to me, from what I was seeing around Chandler, people took their licks out there snapper fishing.
Yeah, it was a little bumpy out there. So it still goes to show the level of enthusiasm for the snapper fishery. And people are really excited to get all the extra days we're getting this year. We're getting a good season. But the fact is they don't have to fish these days.
Right.
They can pick and choose, but it just goes to show how fired up they are.
Right. They took their licks out there. This weekend looks to be a lot better. But you were telling me before we went on here there's a key, at least a trend you see in catching these big snapper. And you said it's a what rig?
The knocker rig.
The knocker rig.
And what that goes to is, on these reefs, obviously the smaller fish need to hold tight to the reef. They're on another fish's plate.
Right, that's right.
A small snapper can be eaten by plenty of fish.
Right.
So as a fish gets bigger, it gets a little braver, and he can venture away from the reef a little bit.
Yeah, I always say higher up and farther out, they're bigger fish.
They tend to hold higher up a little bit away from the reef. So what the knocker rig is essentially just I've used as small as a quarter ounce egg weight, maybe a half, depending on current and your target depth of your highest marks that you're hitting.
Right.
So, and you can typically cast it up current and let it drift down. And what it does, it makes a very natural presentation. These fish, after they've seen enough 6 and 8 ounce egg weights, they can get a little finicky. And, you know, you think of snapper as being generally fairly easy to catch and get a bite, but they do get pressured and they do get a little tight.
Right.
And so, I mean, we're talking even using, you know, going to, instead of the days of 80-pound monofilament, we're going 40 and 50-pound fluorocarbon or even lighter.
So at knocker rig, we're going to go smaller in weight.
Mm-hmm.
So weight on our main line. Then are we going to a swivel at that point? Or what are you doing?
We're going to let it slide down and hit right on the hook.
So that's the knocker.
Called the knocker.
So instead of doing the old main line to swivel, or mainline with weight to swivel, and then swivel to leader to hook, you're taking that swivel out of the mix.
Right, and it's really simplifying the whole rig. And so, you know, you eliminate a swivel, which the swivel in that case is usually just for a line-to-line connection.
That's
you don't need a lot of swiveling going on, not like when you're trolling. But what it does, it allows a nice natural presentation. You can take a whole cigar minnow or a butterflied Boston mackerel and pitch it out up current, let it swing back, and just hold on, let it get tight. You know, we're not setting the hooks here. We got circle hooks, so you just get tight and hang on.
Okay, you know, and doing that, so when you're going to rig that, and I'm going to go main line to leader, am I go ahead and serve those two pieces of line together with a bunch of different knots.
Right, if I'm going to use a fluorocarbon, I'm typically going to do a union-to-union knot further up the line, because it's a nice sleek knot, and it goes through the guides well. There's some other ways around it. I also, when I fish, I tend to use braid on my main line with a long fluorocarbon leader. And I'll use FG knot, which is, I call a rigging bench knot. It's not necessarily one you're going to do on the boat.
Okay.
It's very complicated, but it's very, very sleek and very strong. But there's other, an Albright knot will work just fine. And so that allows you a nice sleek connection, but then you can have a long leader that you can keep cutting back, because you're going to need to keep cutting back.
I was about to say, you're listening to two guys that do a lot of this, because people show up on my boat they've tied a very complicated knot and they have 2 foot of leader. I said, you obviously are very confident in the fact that you're not going to get any abrasion.
Any chafing. No. I mean, you need to check after every fish for any kind of
So tie
nip.
On way more leader. Figure out what you think you need and then double that in leader.
I'll go 12, 13 feet sometimes.
And then you can just work through it. Then if you got to cut some off, it's fine.
And you may notice your bites get less and less as you get closer.
Yes.
But, you know, so just – and the same thing goes – I mean, that's all fishing. I mean, even like trout fishing, I do a similar setup.
So the report's good on weekend one. I can't wait for this weekend with the better conditions offshore. I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about next weekend.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what Dr. Bill's weekend weather forecast is going to be.
I don't want to jinx anything. I'll knock on this board here, but it looked pretty good on the marine side.
Yeah, it was looking good when I looked at it. So now to... You want to go into what our plan is for this Memorial Day tournament.
Right, so the Memorial Day tournament, which is a kickoff of your Mobile Big Game Fishing Club season, happened to have an entrant into the tournament that shut it down. That entrant was called Alberto, subtropical storm. And you thought, for a while we talked to you, there'd be no makeup, but it sounds like...
Yeah, we try to do what we can because obviously we have sponsors who need they've got to get their exposure. We've got some great sponsors this year, thankfully, and we need to give them the opportunity to put them in front of the anglers, and we want to give our anglers a chance to compete.
People want to fish and
compete. And so what we've done is the Pensacola Big Game Fishing Club, which is obviously over in Pensacola, they do the Pensacola International, which is held on the last weekend of June every year. So that's the weekend before the 4th.
Right.
So what we're going to do, their normal entry fee, they have an early cutoff, but then from here on out, it's $1,400, and that covers the boat and four anglers, $325 for an additional angler, which some of these boats, they'll list their mates as anglers too, just in case no one else is up and they've got a fish on, right. And so you can register with Pensacola Big Game Fish Club or Mobile Big Game Fish Club at either location right before the tournament. You can contact them early and go ahead and get registered. You can weigh your fish at either location, but you only have to weigh them once. So we'll have representatives at each location. So if you're an Orange Beach boat, you can stay in your slip. You can leave from Orange Beach. You can return to Orange Beach, but you're still fishing that tournament.
Nice.
And so it's essentially there... going to follow the format of the Pensacola International, but we're bringing in our boats, and really it's a win-win all the way around.
Sure.
And what this does is it gives us a framework going forward for if they get in the same situation,
you'll do the
we
same
can bring
for them
to Labor Day.
That's good. That's a good way to work with the other.
So a good little cross-border working together there. From our rules, you can depart out of Mobile Bay or Perdido Pass, and then they allow out of Pensacola Pass, so you have all those options there. And then what we're going to do is anyone who's already registered for the Mobile tournament, we can refund that, and then they can re-enter in, or they can roll it over to, if they choose, they can roll it over to one of our other tournaments.
Okay.
But we also have the Club Cup, which is the inter-club tournament that we have. So you have to fish the Memorial Day tournament and the Labor Day tournament and the Pensacola International. So what we're doing is on this tournament, Club Cup points are doubled. So just by fishing this one tournament with, so you're spending – one trip worth of expenses, you're getting double points. You're automatically qualified in the Club Cup. But if you really want a shot at it, you need to fish the Labor Day too to get points. That's how Born to Run did it last year. They fished all three and came out on top in the points. And so we're looking forward to it. And we'd like to thank Pensacola Big Game Club for their efforts and to make this a possibility. And
good thing, Pete Cola. Way to go. And talk to folks who have not gotten signed up, not checked out more about the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club, how they can do that.
They can go to our website, Sean. It's mbgfc.org. We can go on Facebook at facebook.com/thembgfc. And anyone, if you have questions concerning the term, anything in particular, shoot me an email, blake@mbgfc.org.
All right. Any chance I'm going to find some of those chicken dolphin out there when I go snapper fishing this weekend?
I would hope so. I believe so.
Good deal. It's always fun to talk with you, man. I can't wait till next week. It's the Blue Water and Offshore Fishing Report on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you by HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring the Garmin 8600 one-touch setting up to 24 inches, which helps with my old eyes, and the Garmin 7600 dual chirp sonar with clear view and side view scanning. Visit HMSMarineElectronics.com or on Facebook, HMS Marine Electronics, your local online retailer with all the price savings and perks of the big box stores and more.